Most transactions on Brighton Beach Avenue are done in Russian, from restaurants to grocery stores to the street. Many here haven't heard about Snowden or that he's been granted asylum. But those that have, like Alex Dudovtsov, a computer programmer, say it's plain old rivalry.
Russia is playing games with the United States, obviously, and it's the same weapon that the United States were using for all over the world.
The U.S. has criticized Russia for its human rights abuses, and Dudovtsov says now it's payback time for Russia as it provides a refuge for Snowden. But Emilio Benjamin, who came to the U.S. from Russia when he was 5, says ending up in Russia is simply a matter of the small number of options Snowden had.
I guess he has ways of making it out there. I don't know, he could succeed there better than here.
Others like Irina Matichenko see Snowden's actions in a different light.
The fact that he went to Russia to ask for asylum just makes me doubt his intention just to serve his country.
Matichenko is an immigration attorney who came from Russia as a refugee and has worked on many asylum requests made by Russians.
It's just hypocrisy to ask asylum in Russia that is known for violation of human rights.
Matichenko says she would like to have seen Snowden seek asylum in a more democratic country. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivrek.